Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Hi there, beautiful parent. Last time we started talking about little different questions that we can start asking ourselves to help us be more positive parents. So we're going to go through one question per podcast, and today we're going to be talking about clear expectations and consequences. So how well do you uphold your responsibilities by being clear about expectations and consequences, following through and working together with other adults? So these questions are taken out of my book, The Ultimate Guide to Promoting Positive Self-Esteem in Children, and they're self-reflection questions. So what I mean by this is when it says, how well do you uphold your responsibilities by being clear about expectations and consequences following through? It means that we need to be people of our word if we are to gain the trust of our children throughout their childhood. I think trust is inherently important. It's without it, we don't have love. Not really, not true love. Love and trust go hand in hand. And because we've given birth to our children and we've seen them as helpless infants, we can sometimes overlook the trust factor and just expect them to inherently trust us because, you know, we've had to help them walk and talk and get them dressed and all those other things. But we forget that they are human beings that are learning and discovering things in this world, and they're separate beings from who we are as people as well. It can be kind of hard to separate that and to understand that our children need to be able to trust us throughout their childhood because they're going to push our buttons, they're going to test things. And I think great parents are parents that are just rocks for their children. No matter what happens out there in the world, they can come back to a safe space and they can get correction and guidance from us and know that even when they mess up, we're there for them. And we're going to have our faculties in place for them. We're going to be that safe space. We're not going to be this chaotic mess of a person, because what they find out in the world is chaotic mess. And when you're growing and you're learning, you can feel yourself like it's chaotic and your life can be a mess. And I'm not saying about having a perfect life and having everything in order, because I don't believe anybody has a perfect life. I don't believe anybody has anything perfectly in order at all times. We're always doing constant juggling acts and learning and growing. But if we're clear about our responsibilities and being clear about expectations and consequences that we expect of our children, and we consistently follow through, and we work together with other adults that influence them, like teachers and aunties, uncles, and grandparents, and our spouses or partners or boyfriends, girlfriends, whoever it may be, and we all try and strive to cohesively work together for the benefit of the children, we can create that safe space. Now, look, I know that's not always possible to work together with other adults. Some of us have been through tumultuous relationships where perhaps your partner isn't in your life anymore. The child's father or mother isn't in their life, or it's very difficult because maybe they have them on the weekends and you don't get along. You can't control other people. You can only control yourself. So even if the other adults in his life are chaotic and they won't work together with you, you can still uphold your responsibility by being clear about your expectations and the consequences that will follow if the expectations are not met in your household. You can be that positive parent, and it's better than having your child see you fight with your ex or whoever it is in front of them and going through all of that chaos. It's better to have at least one stable parent than two who are constantly at war. Am I right? So you can be that person even if the other adults around you are not those people. So just think about the times where you ask your children or child to do something and said, you know, if you don't do this, there'll be no video games. Were you clear about the expectations? Were you clear and did you follow through on those consequences? Because when we're not clear about our expectations and we don't follow through on consequences, we're teaching our children not to trust us, that our word pretty much can be bent and broken and it doesn't mean much because they will learn to manipulate you. And when it comes to the really tough things in life and the important things in life, where the consequences are getting riskier because they're getting older, and when they're out in the world and they're partaking in perhaps risky activities as teenagers, that you want to be that person at home that they know that no matter what, you are a person of your word and there are real consequences at home and you will follow through. And having that doesn't mean being a dictator and authoritarian, like you must do this and that flows through. You can do it in a loving way because when they're teenagers out in the world, they will know that there's a trusting, loving person at home waiting for them, that they can trust you. That's what that demonstrates to them throughout their childhood, is that you are a person of your word. If you say, hey, I'm going to take you to the theme park this weekend, and you go ahead and you take them to a theme park this weekend, you're good on your word. As growing up, the way that I did, my parents were never good on their word, and their word constantly changed, and the rules in the household constantly changed, and I was forever in a state of confusion about what was the right way to act and what was the wrong way to act, because one moment, you know, keeping your shoes at the front door would, you know, send them flying and I would get beaten for it and in trouble. And the next day I would do it and I wouldn't get in trouble for it. It was constantly changing these little things. My father would say, hey, I'm going to take you to Six Flags on the weekend. And then he never ended up doing it. Promise all of these things and never ended up doing it. And even though he left when I was 14, it had already been a couple years where I had pretty much decided within myself that this man was untrustworthy and this woman, who is my mother, was not trustworthy either. I couldn't trust them on their word when they said things to me or promised things to me. I would kind of go, oh yeah, I didn't really believe them because I had a whole history through of them not following through on their word and constantly changing the rules in their house. And that is a consequence, unfortunately, of behaving in that way. You sow mistrust within your children, and it may not be seen while they're young, but it will be seen as adults in your relationship with them when they become teenagers and when they become young adults, which is the time that you want your child to trust you the most and to be in your life the most. You want to be able to help them through the ups and downs of adulthood. And in order to do that, they need to trust you. And in order to trust you, you need to be a person of your word. So there are a lot of parents who have come to me about consequences and they're not really sure about appropriate consequences. For example, one mother said to me, well, I told my child that they wouldn't be able to go to a barbecue that we had been planning to go to. It was one of their friends' birthdays. If they didn't do like XYZ, if they didn't do something and the child didn't do it. And she said, do I really have to follow through on that? And you see, what she did is put herself into a really tough position because this barbecue had been planned for weeks and her child had acted up once on one day of that week. And because she set the consequence, she had backed herself into a corner that if she didn't follow through, she wouldn't be a person of her word. But the consequence was so unrelated to what she had asked her child to do. And I can't remember exactly what it was. It might have been something as cleaning your room. It wasn't a major issue, that she found herself in a really tough place that if she took her child to the barbecue, she'd be going against what she originally said. So don't set consequences that are too disjointed from what you've asked them to do in the first place. Don't back yourself into a corner like that. If you've asked your child to clean their room, an appropriate consequence might be, you know, no TV time tonight, okay? You will spend your time cleaning your room, and if you're refusing to do that, well, you don't get to sit down and watch TV. Because if you're saying that you won't get to have a barbecue that you've planned for weeks, it doesn't match, and you can back yourself into a corner where, you know, you feel bad about it because of course you're going to end up going to the barbecue. Of course you're not going to cancel after all those weeks, but now you feel bad because now you're not a person of your word. So make sure the consequences that you set are reasonable, are short-lived, but have a little sting in them that they know that what you say goes. And if they don't do as you've asked them to do, which is reasonable, in a reasonable time frame, give them time to do it as well, that there will be a consequence for refusing to do that. And perhaps it's not something major where you're backing yourself into a corner. So I'm going to end this podcast here today. So we'll just ask the question again, how well do you uphold your responsibilities by being clear about expectations and consequences, following through and working together with other adults? Create that safe, trusting space that your child knows that you are a person of your word, and it is going to help you in the future when your child becomes an adult. My son is 19 years old now. I'm so glad that I sowed those seeds in him when he was really young, because I'm reaping the benefits of that now that he's older, because we have a strong relationship that is built on a foundation of trust. Yes, I love him. He's my son. No matter how much he messes up in this world, I will always love him. But it's the bond that occurs. It's trust. And it needs to start from as young as you can. And if you haven't been doing this, there's always tomorrow. You can start tomorrow, regardless of the age of your child. And that's the great thing about life. We can stuff up, and we can stuff up for a variety of years, and we can always turn it around. We have a fresh day the next day, and we can choose differently tomorrow. So choose wisely. And I'll speak to you next time.
If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting.
Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promoting selfesteem.com.